Today is what? Sunday, huh? Yes, it's Ekadasi. I'm reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'll take a verse, in any case, I came up with this. Caught my attention. Let's see. It's there on the board. Kindly repeat. Ataeva Goloka Stane Nitya Vihara Brahmande Brahmanda Gane Krame Prakatya Tahara Ata eva goloka stane nitya vihara Brahmandagane krame prakatya tahara Brahmandagane krame prakatya tahara Ata eva goloka stane nitya vihara Brahmandagane krame prakatya tahara Ata eva goloka stane nitya vihara Brahmandagane prakatya Krame prakatya tahara. Someone else? There is no one else. Therefore, Golokastane, in the original Goloka Vrindavan planet, Nitya Vihara, eternal pastimes, Brahmandagane, within the material universes, Krame, gradually, prakatya, manifestation, tahara, of them. Translation. The eternal pastimes of Krishna are continuously taking place in the original Goloka Vrindavan planet. These same pastimes are gradually manifested within the material world in each and every Brahmanda. Kindly repeat. The elucidates this complicated explanation of Krishna's pastimes. Krishna's pastimes are always present in the material world, in one of the many universes. These pastimes appear in the universes one after the other, just as the sun moves across the sky and measures the time. Krishna's appearance may be manifested in this universe at one moment. And immediately after his birth, these pastimes is manifest in the next universe. After his killing Putana is manifested in this universe, it is next manifested in another universe. Thus all the pastimes of Krishna are eternally existing both in the original Goloka Vrindavan planet and in the material universes. The 125 years calculated in our solar system to be Krishna's lifetime equal one moment for Krishna. One moment, these pastimes are manifested in one universe, and the next moment they are manifested in the next universe. There are unlimited universes, and Krishna's pastimes are manifested one moment after the other in all of them. This rotation is explained through the example of the sun's moving across the sky. Krishna appears and disappears in innumerable universes, just as the sun appears and disappears during the day. Although the sun appears to rise and set, it is continuously shining somewhere on the earth. Similarly, although Krishna's pastimes seem to appear and disappear, they are continuously existing in one Brahmanda universe or another. Thus, all of Krishna's leelas are present simultaneously throughout the innumerable universes. By our limited senses, we cannot appreciate this. Therefore, Krishna's eternal pastimes are very difficult for us to understand. Once you try to understand how they are taking place by understanding the analogy of the sun, although the Lord is appearing constantly in the material universes, his pastimes are eternally present in the original Goloka Vrindavan. Therefore, these pastimes are called Nitya Leela, eternally present pastimes. Because we cannot see what is going on in other universes, it is a little difficult for us to understand how Krishna is eternally manifesting his pastimes. There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma, and this time, there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma, and this time calculation is also taking place in other universes. Krishna's pastimes are manifested before 14 Manus expire. Although it is a little difficult to understand the eternal pastimes of Krishna in this way, we must accept the verdict of the Vedic literatures. There are two types of devotees, the sadhaka, who is preparing for perfection, and the siddha, who is already perfect. As far as those who are already perfect are concerned, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Tyaktva deham punajanma naiti mam iti sorjuna. After giving up this material body, such a devotee comes to me. After leaving the material body, the perfect devotee takes birth from the womb of a gopi on a planet where Krishna's pastimes are going on. This may be in this universe or another universe. This statement is found in the Ujjvala Nilamani, which is commented upon by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. When a devotee becomes perfect, he is transferred to the universe where Krishna's pastimes are taking place. Krishna's eternal associates go wherever Krishna manifests his pastimes. As stated before, first the father and mother of Krishna appears, then the other associates. Quitting his material body, the perfect devotee also goes to associate with Krishna and his other associates. Omaganati Mirandashya Ganagana Salakya Shakshurum Miritam Yanatasmai Shivaravi Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Praya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamtanamana Namaste Saraswati Devi Guruvani Prachana Nivisesa Sinivari Puskatyara Sattara. So the verse was Atayeva Golokastane Nitya Vihara Brahmandagani Krame Prakatya Tahara. The eternal pastimes of Krishna are continuously taking place in the original Goloka Vrindavan planet. These same pastimes are gradually manifest within the material world in each and every Brahmanda. Yes. Okay, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami. So he's giving a whole outline of devotional service and how the Lord manifests, how the universe manifests, and then how the various avatars, the beginning, the Purusha avatars manifest. And then he comes here, he's giving a description how, well, then capture it. They're the eternal pastimes in the spiritual world, and then they manifest. He says he gradually manifests in this universe, one by one. So from our point of view, it sees it has a beginning, that the pastimes has a beginning and an end. From the point of Krishna, or from the transcendental point of view, they have no beginning and no end. They're just manifesting in different parts of the universes, as they are simultaneously existing in the spiritual world. Of course, here, to understand the eternalities may not be so easy. Well, I mean, Prabhupada said here, this may not be so easy to understand. But then the nice example with the sun. Well, from our modern point of view, the sun is always there shining. Or maybe from the Vedic point of view also. But then it's a question, is the earth, what is the earth? And I guess we have the concept of the round earth, globe earth, and the sun is going around, or we are going around, well, whatever. Something is going around, that's for sure. Don't worry, something is going wrong. This way or that way, it goes around. Then we don't have to argue more than that. One devotee was trying to say, they've come to a conclusion that the earth is horizontal, and in any case, then I start to, in my mind, argue that this is not the fact. But this way or that way, things are moving. That is agreed. And we can say, that is, when you say, an eternal pastime. It's never going to stop moving. Okay, Hare Krishna, eternal pastime. What? Okay, good. I just don't like to hear my own voice. Because then we can say this material existence, it has also a beginning and an end. So there is a beginning and there's an end. I mean, but then is another perspective. Look, Mahavishnu in the Karnadaksaya ocean. He is lying in a nice sleep and is breathing out, or out from the pores of his skin comes all these universes. That's one breath out. And then he breathes in. And then all these universes are again absorbed into his transcendental body. And then he breathes out. And then he breathes in again. So this is inconceivable, that this all this universe is just existing during one breath of Lord Karnadaksai Vishnu. At the same time, that is breath going in and out. So, but in the spiritual world, it exists eternally. Now, we are in a way also manifesting our pastimes in this material world. But they are of a different caliber or character. Because Krishna's pastimes, you know, when he's lying as Karandadaksai Vishnu in the Karana ocean, he is in a blissful sleep. And in the spiritual world, he's blissfully engaged in his loving exchanges with his devotees. And when he enters into the material world to manifest his eternal pastimes, to make them a small glimpse is coming into this material world, then he continues to be engaged in loving exchanges with his devotees. And maybe we can say that is the essence of the whole thing, at least from my point of view. The loving exchanges between the devotees and the Lord, that's, we can say, the essence. Now we are in this world, but so there's and we have our pastimes, and we are trying to have an experience of the loving pastimes of the Lord. But in our ignorance, we are putting ourselves in the position of the Lord, and that's. Thus we experience loving pastimes in this material world. But as described, I think, yesterday, what was it that, you know, some other place. Okay, that was Bhagavad Gita. The divine and demonic qualities to describing this material existence, how it's, let's say, full of miseries. We become entangled. Lord Karnadaksai Vishnu has a blissful dream state where all things manifest. And then we are imitating, and in our dreams in this world is not always so pleasant. Sometimes nice dreams. We can dream nice things, but then we think we have got our dream wife. Maybe dream husband. And then after a short while you realize it wasn't so perfect and complete as you thought. But then it's too late. We are caught. In any case, that's a material world. So we can say, and then we have a nice sleep, and then in the sleep we get attacked by ghosts and other things, nightmares. So we're nightmares in the sleeps, and then we're in the awakened life sometimes can also be a little bit of a nightmare. But don't worry. We are eternal. That's maybe a little bit scary, you know. You can say, is this going to go on eternally? When are we going to come to the end? When are we going to come to the happy ending of the sad story? We go sad and sad story, eternally going on, it's rotating. Of course, we are in the Kali Yuga, so we can say, well, if we just survive until next Satya Yuga, then it will be nice. But we will not survive until the next Satya Yuga in this body. Of course, then we maybe think, well, let's take my next birth in Satya Yuga. Of course, the problem is that we don't really are in control of where and when we're going to take our next birth. So therefore, Prabhupada says that, you know, you may end up taking another birth again in this Kali Yuga when it has progressed even further. So therefore, the conclusion is, we should as quickly as possible enter into the eternal pastimes of the Lord. Join his eternal association. In one sense, we are very fortunate. In one sense, not in just in one sense, in so many sense, we are so fortunate. Because we are born at this time in this terrible Kali Yuga. And here we are sitting in this wonderful temple where Panchatattva is worshipped. And you have a Mangala Arati here, and there's so many devotees, from my point of view. You could have other temples. So unfortunately, some temples are not so filled up, neither for Mangala Arati nor for other times. But here, so we are worshipping Sri Panchatattva. And we are Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is instructing Sanatana Goswami. He appeared only some 525 or 30 years ago, somewhere there. And then had his pastimes, loving pastimes with his devotees. The whole essence was the loving exchanges with the devotees. And then he entering into being Lord Krishna himself, being in the mood of Radharani to experience Radharani's love for Krishna. So again, experiencing loving exchanges. And then he had his loving exchanges. He experienced that, and he experienced the loving exchanges with his devotees. So of course, then we could be some sentimental, oh, love, so nice. Okay, sometimes it becomes too nice. But then here, interesting is that there's this loving exchanges between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, and he's entering into the eternal pastimes of the Lord in the mood of Radharani. But then here, in this chapter, or in some chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a little bit different kind of loving exchange with his devotee. And now, it's Sanatana Goswami. I think this is in Varanasi. Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meet each other there. And then if he says, I said, Dasas Vameda Ghat. One of the ghats, one of the places there by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sits down and instructs Sanatana Goswami, I think it's for 10 days. He's giving 10 days instructions, giving the whole outline for writing for Sanatana Goswami. And then he will also meet with Rupa Goswami and in a similar way give instructions. So that is a loving exchange. We would say more of a philosophical level or structural exchange of philosophy and concepts. So here's the avatars of the Lord, the Lord's eternal pastimes and how they manifest in this world. And how is it expanding? And maybe it's how it's retracting itself also. So this is another kind of loving exchange. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving. He's giving instructions to Sanatana Goswami. In another time, another exchange is with Ramananda Roy. And that's very interesting. It's a loving exchange where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, well, he takes sannyas in Navadvip, that we know, and he makes his mother broken hearted. But then on the order of request of his mother, he makes his headquarters in Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan. So he goes to Jagannath Puri as a sannyas with some followers. And then he's there, and then he meets with, let's see, who was it? what was it? Savabhauma Bhattacharya, who's a great scholar, impersonalistic scholar, but still a nice, he was learned. And there, Savabhauma, he is trying to save the young Brahma, not Brahmachari, Sannyas, 24, 25 year old. He's too young. He shouldn't take, how he can do this? He will have trouble. He's so abstractive also. So Savabhauma Bhattacharya starts to, says, I am, please, let me instruct you in Vedanta. So you will be fixed in understanding of the Supreme, of the absolute oneness or eternality. And then, of course, that goes on for 7 days. And there is one kind of reception, because Savabhauma Bhattacharya speaks and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listens. Or he at least sits there. Maybe he's absorbed in meditating on the eternal pastimes of the Lord while Savabhauma Bhattacharya is speaking his impersonalistic commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra. But then finally, okay, then we have this point of putting questions. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Savabhauma Bhattacharya says, well, Maharaj, you're not saying anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're not, what's going on? You don't agree with what I'm saying, or you don't understand what I'm saying? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, well, the explanations of Vedanta Sutra, they are clear and shining like the sun, but your explanations is like clouds that covers it over. And then they, okay, then you please explain to me. Any case, then they have their exchange. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts to speak and preach, and then Savabhauma Bhattacharya is turned into a devotee, a Vaishnava. And then Savabhauma Bhattacharya says that, you know, there is one devotee in South India. If that was Vishakhapatnam. His name is Ramananda Roy. You have to meet with him. You will really enjoy meeting and speaking with him. Savabhauma Bhattacharya knew him as a great devotee. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after coming to Jagannath Puri, he moves south. Well, of course, he's going to meet all these devotees in different places. And have it. And interesting, this tour in South India, he has his philosophical discussions here and there. But then he comes to, is it Vishakhapatnam or is it another place? Something in V. Okay. And it's by the river there. And so one day he gets to actually meet when he travels. And this Ramananda Roy, he's employed as a king, not a king, as a manager of the kingdom. So he's like a king. He is the government official. He is, who was the king in Jagannath Puri? What is Prataparudra, yes. Prataparudra. King Prataparudra. He was serving King Prataparudra as like the expansion king. And then they came to meet there. And then they find each other, okay. Maybe it takes a devotee to recognize a devotee, and maybe in order to recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to be a devotee. And he had all these followers with him. Entourage, he's like the representing of the king, so he's like a king, and he has all these followers of different kind, but also brahmanas. And then he and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meet, and I don't think they have to say anything. They just say, and then they embrace each other and enter into a state of ecstasy. And the brahmanas are wondering, what's happening here? Because this, even though he's like a king, he is employed. And therefore he is seen as a sudra, our Ramananda Roy.
And then, how can this sannyas embrace this sutra? Sorry. Well, they are not on the bodily platform, so they don't think in those terms. Okay, then, but then they had their exchange, philosophical. Then they meet later on in the evening. Please come back here in the evening when, and don't bring your, he's just have some, one or two assistants with him, Ramananda Roy, and then Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sits down. And then there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, please tell me something about the purpose of life. Give me some quotes from the scripture. What's really the purpose of life? And then you have all this long discourse where Ramananda Roy, so to say, instructs Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's loving pastimes. He listens to Ramananda Roy and have Ramananda Roy explain. And then of course, Lord Chaitanya Prabhu said, please tell me something. So Ramananda Roy says something like, you know, following Varnashram Dharma, second chapter of the Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter there. Then, this is external. Varnashram Dharma is external. Go further. Then, no, that's not good either. Sarvadamam parita jamam vikam charanam radya. We would say that's great. Oh, too much renunciation or something. Go further. Okay, then he quotes from Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, verse 3. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is okay, but go further. And then he goes into describing different rasas and exchanges, and finally Radha Krishna's intimate loving pastimes or affectionate exchanges between Radha and Krishna as being. And then actually get a meeting, and then they have even further. Then you're going devotional service and separation. Okay, as a perfection, the summit of devotional service is loving exchanges in separation. And such in love, you feel like every, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in your absence, every moment seems like 12 years or more. So, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so if the Lord is away one moment, you feel it like 12 years or more. 12 years, whatever, that's a kind of measurement, 12. Okay, so the question is, how long have we been away from the Lord in this material existence, eternally going around in the Ferris wheel of repeated birth and death, and sometimes up on the heavenly planets and down hellish planets and different species and going on. And then we say that's just a moment from the Lord's perspective of the whole. From the point of eternality, it's a moment. And then here in this purport of today, it says that the Lord staying here for 125, calculated 125 years, was just a moment for him. So, you know, time is very relative. We are relatively, you know, we can experience something as a long time or as a short time. It's for the ant, one lifetime for us is, well, some time. And one lifetime for ant, we think is just a short time. For a bee, in the summertime, a bee lives maybe 2 weeks because it works so hard. In the wintertime, they stay a long time. They survive the whole winter, and then they come out, and then they start. Okay, so that is, we can say time in that way, and our perception of time is relative. Well, Lord Brahma is up on the heavenly, up Brahma Loka, whatever, topmost, and he's sitting and enjoying, managing the universe, or supervising the management of the universe, something. And then this king came there and with his daughter Revati and said, you know, please. Well, he wanted to see Lord Brahma because he wanted to have a really good husband for his daughter. And then he said, just wait a little bit. Lord Brahma, he's listening to some music, you know, he's entertained. So don't, went some 5 minutes or something. Then Lord Brahma said, okay, what can I do for you? Yes, please, what will be a good, tell me, where is a good husband for my daughter? And then Lord Brahma laughs and says, well, all of you thought of, they already gone a long time ago. They don't even remember you on the planet Earth. So, but Balaram is there, just on planet Earth. I think he will be a good husband. Go, and then again, then they went back and then they realized they are in, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, soon the Kali Yuga will start off. The king and his daughter is very tall, and this humans are, from his point of view, very short, but then he finds Lord Balaram hands over his daughter, and as far as I remember, they say Balaram took his plow and kind of pulled her down, and by his mystic power made her more of a suitable size. And then they were living happily forever. Because Lord Balaram, yes. Hare Krishna. So that's time in one day is a relative. You know, we experience in one. But a moment, so moment can be billions of years. So it can either just be a split of a second. But from the point of the Lord, his 125 year was just a moment. And then for us, in one sense, we are eternal. So when we regain our eternal identity as eternal servants of Krishna in one way or another, so we eternally there, this accident when we dropped into the material existence will just be a moment. But my motto is that we have all the time in the world, but we have no time to waste. So we have this short lifetime now, and it's already past maybe 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, I don't know. Bhavananda Prabhu is 70 or 80, or I don't know. You know, it's all relative. But we have this one lifetime, and we actually have a fair chance to perfect our human form of life in this lifetime. And there in the purport it says there's two kind of devotees, sadaka bhakta, sadaka bhaktas, and no, the sadaka and the siddha. Okay, siddha. Kripa Siddhi and Sadhana Siddhi. No, you get it by mercy, you get it by sadhana. You get perfection. And then you have the eternal Siddhi. Nitya Siddhis. Okay, Nitya Siddhi. The eternally perfected. So we do our sadhana, and then it's stated here in this purport, and all these pastimes going on in the different universes, there's always some pastime, sometimes, some place, and then we can enter a suitable universe, and instead here taking birth from a gopi there and being part of Krishna's pastimes. That is how it's said in this purport. So that we of course, and we have to again manifest in a material universe, but with the Lord and in his pastimes. Of course, then we may ask, well, maybe we already are blessed to be part of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan pastime in this universe, in this age of Kali, here and now, in Slovenia, the great country of Slovenia, as the most ecological capital in the world or something. And you know, free chanting, free, what is it, free, free, freedom, you're free to chant as much as you like. So you could be down by this statue there and chant 24 hours a day. Well, maybe they would complain in the night, those who live nearby, but in any case, that's like. So we are in one sense, we're lucky, because the question is, maybe we already are part of a pastime of the Lord. maybe this is that life. Of course, we will see. He had said, the end is near. The end of our material existence. Very near. So we're lucky. Lucky souls. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? In any case, we end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.